Folks, take a look inside your grace notes here. You can follow along. Today is Holy Independence, and American Independence Day is an awesome holiday in the United States, is it not? I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it's fun, it's amazing, but man, here in Lee Summit, and it's hard to describe this because I have not experienced this anywhere else in my life. But it gets crazy here, right? I mean, we have a pastor friend that moved to the area, and I sent him a message, and this was early last night. I just said, hey, man, welcome to Lee Summit, and enjoy the war zone. And about 3 hours later, he sent me a message back and said, war zone indeed. He was from St. Louis, had never experienced this, and we love America here, don't we? I mean, for all the fireworks last night from the time, what, about 7 o'clock, it really started, got going. Till about at least midnight, yes. Yeah. So where do you think it's the loudest in Lee Summit? I'm just kind of curious. You know, I've actually been in several locations on the 4th of July, and I would say that just north of the church here is pretty loud, yes. And I would say Raintree Lake is crazy loud. Any place else? Longview, a little loud. You guys get a little rowdy over there? Yes. Out there, yep, okay. Amen. Anywhere else? Crossings, you say? Yep, you're a little loud out there. See, we've got it all covered. All of Lee Summit is covered. Northwest, east, south, we're all good. It gets a little crazy, and if the loudness and the longevity of our fireworks indicate in any way that we are patriotic, we might be the most patriotic city in America. I'm not kidding. Like, I've lived in Kansas City, and it is not as loud there, and there's gunshots going off up there. There were. I lived on the seminary campus. I was explaining this to Jill the other day. It's loud down there, but no, it's crazy out here. So I want to talk a little bit about Holy Independence, the blessings that we have of being Christians here in America, where we have the freedom to share our faith. You know, for many people, it is very difficult, unless you've traveled overseas or been in countries where there's oppression or there's injustice. And some people would say America has oppression and injustice, but you know, to be honest, even if you're poor in America, you're rich in other countries, you know, it's shocking what other countries go through and other people go through and other Christians go through. You know, last week there were murders all over the world. There were people being beheaded. There were people being killed. Some of it was to do with their faith. Some of it was to do with who they were as human beings or how they chose to live their lives. But here in America, we do enjoy some freedoms. We enjoy some opportunities. We enjoy a lot of things. Now, as Christians here in America, I think there's some things that we need to be mindful of. I love the 4th of July. It's one of my favorite holidays. You know, Jill will tell you, Christmas, Easter, but, 4th of July for me is awesome. You know, Jonathan's pretty young and not really all that into fireworks yet. We found that out as the fireworks went crazy last night. I also bought some. We were up at the farm this week and shot off some fireworks as well, and he wasn't really into that. You know what he wanted to do? He just wanted to hang out and ride his bike with his buddies. How cool is that, right? That's all he wanted to do, right? Anybody who was up here saw, he didn't care about the fireworks. He wanted to hang out with his friends, and I think that's, for a lot of us, we care about the fireworks and stuff. We care about relationships, and that's what being a Christian, I think, is all about, is being connected to others. And so I want to say that in Christ, we're set free from the tyranny of sin. If you are a Christian, if you've accepted Jesus into your life, you are set free from the tyranny of sin. Let me read to you from John 8. It says, to the Jews who believed in him, Jesus says, if you hold to my teaching, you're really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. A very beautiful scripture written from the Gospel of John, that you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help us God, is that Jesus Christ lived, died, and was resurrected from the dead, and if you choose to believe in him, if you choose to be his disciple, listen to this, to really be his disciple, what happens? You receive the gift of eternal life. You receive the gift of salvation. Let me go to Galatians chapter 5, verses 1, and then 13 through 15. It then says, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by this yoke of slavery. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. Do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh, rather to serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command, love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you'll be destroyed by each other. We are called to be free. Did you hear that? We're called to be free. This is real biblical stuff. Freedom is something that God gives us. We're given free will. In the Old Testament, Genesis, we're given free will. We get to choose how to live our lives. But there will always be people in this world, and there will always be forces in this world that try and take your freedom, try and steal your freedom away, to try and destroy your life through sin. Sometimes it's folks that you're friends with, and they say, no, you don't need to be a good Christian. You don't need to live that life. Come this way with us. Sometimes it's the principalities of this world that try and oppress you and take your freedom. You may not realize it, but sometimes your freedoms are being quietly taken away from you until it's too late. You don't realize that your freedoms are gone. Now, for many of us, we have chosen a path to follow Jesus. And as we follow Jesus faithfully, we have to make some good and difficult decisions to live our life as Christians. And so that means we need to stand up and be the people that God calls us to be. And right here it says we should not indulge or excess or largesse or feed the beasts of our lesser selves of sin. We need to be free from that sin. And for some of us, it's a daily walk. It's a daily fight to be free from the sins that hold us down. In the book of Galatians, the letter to the church in Galatia, it basically says this. Christ set you free. Don't misuse your freedom. Stand firm in the faith and love others. That's it. Pretty simple stuff. And yet, for some of us, we stumble, we trip, we struggle. We have a difficult time sharing the faith, being a follower of Jesus, and realizing we've been set free from all that sin. It's up to each and every one of us to live that life every day. But for some of us, we struggle. We do. We honestly and truly struggle. And when we struggle to live our faith, others will struggle to live their faith out too. You know, one of the things that some of us don't realize is the massive freedom that we have here. The amazing freedoms that we enjoy in this country that others don't. And so if you have that freedom, if you've been set free from sin, why wouldn't you want to set others free? Why wouldn't you look to someone else in your family or a friend and look at their life and say, I'm free, why aren't they? You see their life, you see the decisions they're making, you see the mistakes they've made, the ruined relationships that they have in their lives, and yet for some of us, we just say, well, that's just them, not my problem. If you have freedom, shouldn't you be at least aware of other people who don't have freedom? If our true job is to love our neighbor as ourselves, if I have freedom, I should get them freedom too, right? I should help them find their freedom. I should help them find their path as well. So, folks, we need to set others free. We need to set others free. I don't think we realize the obligation that we have as followers of Jesus to set others free from their sin. 1 Peter 2:11 through 12 and 16 through 17 say this, Dear friends, I urge you, as foreigners and exiles, to abstain from sinful desires which wage war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits. Live as free people, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as God's servants. Show proper respect to everyone, love the family of believers, and fear God. Do you see this theme running out throughout the New Testament? It's about freedom. It's about helping others find freedom, to be free from sin, from oppression, from injustice. Do you see why the church stands up and fights for things? Because if we don't, who will? If we who have faith, if we who love Jesus and supposedly love our neighbors are unwilling to stand up against oppression and justice and all these awful things out there, who's going to stand up? Who's going to have the strength and the courage and the backing to stand up and do something right? Today I said the sermon's going to be a little bit different because I want to show you a couple videos. And the first video are just a few stories. And I think, Nick, are you guys ready back there? I want you guys to be able to just take a listen to these stories, how these people have lived their lives and what they've been affected by. Nick?
There was no freedom.
People is like have a like really hard life, and they going to the jail, and then government kill them.
The entire Sudanese civil war started in my hometown.
Everybody's corrupted. Everyone is corrupted. There's the rebels. There's all these people fighting.
They call you slave.
Government don't let to us to go to the church.
They came on the land and, you know, they were just killing everybody.
Well, I talked to my neighbor about Jesus.
What they did, they fired on us. So everybody had to jump into the water.
Her mother started believe to Jesus, and then her husband killed her.
It was a nightmare getting separated from your parents.
That night, we were just seeing bullets. Like, I thought they were fireflies, but they were actually bullets.
Her husband said, if I find who talked about you to the Jesus, I'm gonna find them and I'm gonna kill them too.
We escaped and got into the mountains, into the forest.
We had actually run quite fast indeed.
My parents, they say like we can't live here anymore.
And we found ourselves in a refugee camp in Ethiopia.
I lived in a refugee camp for 7 years.
And we went to the United Nations.
I did always pray about getting to a better place. Now that I've come here, I've got the freedom to go to school, study what I want, be who I want.
You can wear whatever you want. You can go to the church.
Here, I have opportunities.
I'm studying biotechnology engineering and graphic designing.
My master's in accounting.
After I finished college, I want to be a lawyer.
God always take up the chill and depend on us.
I've asked him everything I've ever wanted and everything I've gotten.
I mean, I saw how God is good.
You know, God truly is good and works for the good of those who love him. And for the body of Christ, we need to be willing to reach out and work for the good of those who don't know him, who don't know Jesus, who don't know who Christ is. Listen to Luke 17. It says, Jesus said to his disciples, things that cause people to stumble are bound to come. They are. They're going to happen. But woe to anyone through whom they come. It would be better for them to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around their neck than to cause one of these little ones to stumble. So watch yourselves, friends. If your brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them. And if they repent, forgive them. Even if they sin against you 7 times a day, 7 times come back and say, I repent. You must forgive them. The apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. Don't be someone that causes others to stumble. You know, the body of Christ, the church, can grow or it can die. And it grows or dies based on the body of believers. God will bless a church that is faithful, that is reaching out, that's trying to share the good news, that's trying to follow the vision that God has placed on our hearts. But God will pull blessings from churches that are not doing what they need to do. For many Christians, we don't realize that. We don't realize sometimes we're beating our head against the wall, we can't figure stuff out. Maybe it's not what God's doing, it's what we're doing. Maybe some things in our lives that we need to change. Maybe there's some folks that we need to care about that we haven't considered. Maybe there's some certain situations in our lives that we need to work on. Maybe there's some relationships in our lives that we need to be thinking about and praying about. Are they holy? Are they healthy? Are they building up the body of Christ? Or are they tearing it down? Life is very short, friends. Life is too short. And there are people all over this world right now, and some in this country, that are struggling. They're struggling because of oppression, because of sin, because of injustice. And we as the body of Christ have to be willing to do something about it. This week, this weekend, we celebrate our independence as a country. We do. We do it with great joy and happiness. As I said, it's one of my favorite holidays. It really is. For many of us, we don't fully understand the true freedom that we enjoy because we have it. If we didn't have it, we would probably want it. Just like those stories there of people who did not enjoy the freedom that we have. Wonder what we could do as the body of Christ, as a church, as Christians, as individuals, with the holy independence that we've been given, the freedom that we've been given, what if we tried to give that away to others? What if we looked at our lives as a true blessing from God and we said, how can I bless others with what I've been blessed by? How can I bless others? One of the best ways to do that is to make sure that we celebrate our independence in Christ. Imagine this. Imagine Christians who decided for some reason or another that we were going to celebrate our independence every day, right? Imagine Christians found a way to celebrate their independence every day. Could we do that? What if the way in which we celebrated our independence every day is we shot off fireworks every day, right? Do you think that'd be a little annoying for your neighborhood? Probably. Maybe that's a bit much. But maybe there's another way. Is there another way for us to celebrate our independence every day? I think there is. I think it's by living a faithful life. A life that shines the light of Jesus into every relationship, into every situation, and that for each one of us, we daily walk with Christ. A daily walk with Christ means we have to reject a sinful life, a life of gossip, a life of negativity, a life that is selfish, that is focused on only our needs. What we have to be willing to do is to look to the good of others, to the needs of others. And we have to be reminded daily who we are in Christ. I have another video I want to show you real quick. It's called Freedom. It's just about who we are in Christ and how we need to be free. Are you guys ready? Can I get a thumbs up? Yes? Let's watch this video.
So Jesus said to those who had come to believe in him, "If you remain in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." But they answered, "We are the descendants of Abraham. We have never been slaves to anyone. So how can you say we will become free?" You see, they answered Jesus in the same way we might. I mean, we're Americans, right? We live in the land of the free. We sing songs about it. We get together and have parties and fireworks, all to celebrate our nation's freedom. But Jesus was speaking of a different kind of freedom, a freedom that can only be found in him. He answered them, "This is the truth. Everyone who chooses a life of sin isn't free. They are a slave to sin. A slave has no permanent place in the family. But a son or a daughter, they belong forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed."
We are free indeed. We really are truly free. But for some of us, we don't live like it. We don't. We don't realize that we are free. We've been given gift of freedom, of faith, of the opportunity to change the lives of those around us. Let me read to you one final scripture today from Luke 15. It says, "Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, 'Rejoice with me. I have found my lost sheep.' I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who don't need to repent." Folks, freedom is not free. We know that. There are sacrifices when it comes to freedom. For the freedom in this country, it's the sacrifice of our soldiers who are overseas right now defending freedom. For faithful followers of Jesus, it's the sacrifice of Jesus on a cross, submitting his life before God, paying the ransom, a sacrifice for us to receive the gift of eternal life. What are we willing to do as Christians to help others find their path, to help others find Jesus? You know, for many of us, I think sometimes we just go about our daily walk, our life, and we don't think much about those kinds of things. But today, this weekend, this time in our lives, we need to be aware of those around us who are caught and bound in a life of sin, a sinful life that keeps them from being who they're called to be. What did we read earlier? That we're called to be free, that God beckons to us, he reaches out to us, leads us to a place of freedom and a place of hope. There are people all over this country around us right now, our family and our friends, who are lost and hurting, who don't have purpose in their life, who don't have Jesus in their life. What can we do to help set them free? What could you do in your own daily walk that would change their lives? We very easily can say, let's invite them to church. That's an easy one, right? Let's just get them in the building. Let's get them together with us. Maybe we share a few of the messages with them that we have here. But more importantly, I think we have to begin with our relationship with God. Are we praying for those around us? Are we connected to God deeply enough to be aware of the people around us? To be aware of what's going on in this world bigger than ourselves? It takes some faithful followers of Jesus to see God's bigger plan, a bigger plan, a larger vision for what God has for us. I'm going to invite you today to seriously consider your independence, your freedom in Christ. What does that truly mean? Does it just mean that you've been set free and you get to go to heaven? That's great, right? That's awesome. Or does it mean that we have a larger obligation to the rest of the world? To hear stories like the stories we heard today of people that have been oppressed, that have struggled. Those stories from overseas are stories that are here as well, of people who don't know Jesus, who don't know the freedom they can have in Christ if they just accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Christians, this day, this weekend is a great time to begin again. To look at the rest of this year and say, you know what, I'm going to do better. I'm going to do more. And with the passion and the joy that I have for setting off fireworks and watching things explode in the sky, I'm going to have the same passion for Jesus. I'm going to spend the same time and energy and passion that I did on celebrating the 4th of July on my relationship with Christ. Because I know that I can set others free. I know that through Jesus, others will find freedom if I'm willing to celebrate the life of Jesus every day. Friends, I would encourage you to celebrate the life of Christ like you never have before. Do this every day in word and deed, and I guarantee you, I promise you, that your life will be better and the lives of those around you will be better, and you never know that God might just rescue somebody from a life of sin because of something that you say or something that you do. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we leave this place today, let us go with hope and joy in our hearts, going out into the world and knowing that we can make a difference in Christ. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Amen. Go in peace and go with God.